You know, Tyson was about 2.5 years old, and we were having lunch with some friends poolside. There must have been a half a dozen other kids or so, ages 5 to 16, that were swimming, and they were playing and splashing and making all kinds of noise. And Sonia and I were visiting with the grown-ups, and just out of nowhere, I heard a distinctive and passionate voice that said, "Where's Tyson?" I mean, it was a strange thing. I even turned to see who said that and who asked. And I quickly surveyed the landscape of the backyard and didn't see his little redhead running around anyplace. And so I stood up and I looked in the pool and I started identifying all the heads that were bopping around in there, and I didn't see Tyson anywhere there. And so I ran over to the side of the pool, and here was Tyson at the bottom of the spa. About a week before that, he had guzzled a bottle of wort medicine. So this little kid was just kind of trying to mess things up for Dad. We pulled him out, and he was fine. And in many respects, that was grace. Grace doesn't always go that way, by the way. Sonia told me this week that someone had told her that grace isn't always a bridge over troubled water, but it does provide a passageway through. That's pretty good. But in this instance, God was gracious with the little guy, and as I drove home and was reflecting on how close we'd come to losing him, it just sent goosebumps all up and down my arms. And I had one of those moments. They don't come very often, but it was a moment when I reflected on who I was, who God was, and all of this, and I was overwhelmed with gratitude. And it was at a time in my life when I was seriously considering quitting the ministry. Had a much better job offer. And it brought me back to the reality of what's really important. And in the quietness of that moment as I was driving home, I said, "Lord, thanks. I will serve you the rest of my life." And the reason I said that wasn't to pay God back. It was simply out of gratitude. Because you see, the better you understand grace, the greater your level of gratitude. And so how should we feel about all that we've heard this morning? God's riches at Christ's expense. He chose to kill his son to save me. How should we feel? What does it mean? And what is so amazing about this grace thing?